I'm Brady Safranik. Thank you for joining me here this morning. And also joining me in studio, Lynn Young and Paul Jarvis, talking about the Bighorn Mountain Festival coming up. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, we're glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump into it. We'll start talking about maybe a little bit of history of the event. How many years has this event been going on?
This is the 14th year of the Bighorn Mountain Festival, and our dates this year will be July 2021 and 22 in 2018.
Now, for last year, if I remember right, that was the same weekend as Longmire Days, was it not?
The last 2 years.
Last 2 years. How has that affected attendance? I know you guys were running like buses back and forth to take people out there. Did people take advantage of that as well?
Well, it's two major events on the same weekend is not an ideal situation.
Yeah.
So this year that's not going to happen. So there's going to be a Longmire Days apparently in August, but we've moved our, it's always been the second weekend in July. And this year we moved it to the third weekend in July, and so that we can avoid conflicts with some other festivals. And
that's tough to do around here because there's always something going on.
Yeah, but we're off the rodeo. The rodeo, I think, is the week prior, maybe, Paul, to it's the second weekend.
It is. The Wild Rodeo will be the second weekend, so we avoid that conflict as well.
Excellent. And let's talk a little bit about past attendance and how well this event is attended, not just last year, but maybe even years past.
Well, this is a nice small festival. We usually have around 1,500 folks attend the three-day event, and it's great for the whole family. We not only do the performances, but we also have lots of workshops going on. We have vendors there, food and beverage, and one of the big highlights, of course, is the parking lot and campground picking that's going on.
Absolutely. You know, and you mentioned a three-day event. People can either get tickets to show up just one day, or they can get tickets for the full 3 days, and if they wanted to, they probably wouldn't have to leave the fairgrounds at all, would they?
A lot of people do that. Even local people take their campers over, set them up, and they don't leave. They just make a festival of it, and that's what we enjoy. That's what I enjoy, being there, and you can stay as late as you want, and don't have to worry about driving home late at night and all that kind of stuff. But the reason we're here now, just before Christmas, is our tickets are on sale. And so our advance tickets have a discount price, and it's in time for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a great time to grab that for people need stocking stuffers. They're always looking for last minute stocking stuffers. What better than, you know, a pair of tickets, four tickets for the whole family, whatever it takes.
Local folks can go down to the Sports Lure or the Chamber of Commerce or to CB Music in Sheridan or to the Music Works in Gillette and pick up tickets there, or they can always order them online. Just about everything known about the festival is at BighornMountainFestival.com.
Okay, so people can check that out online. Yep. Again, that's BighornMountainFestival.com. Now, do you have, I don't know if you have this in front of you, ticket prices, the difference between buying them early and waiting until right up until the event?
I do. Paul, you want to do that?
Sure, yeah. The three-day ticket, the advance price is going to be $95, and we have that advance price in place until the end of April. And you can also get the day tickets. For Friday, the advance price is $45, Saturday $60, and Sunday $25. And as Lynn mentioned, we have those available for sale right now at the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce and the Sports Lure here in Buffalo, and also CB Music in Sheridan and the Music Service Center in Gillette.
I'm not sure how good my math is without a calculator, but you're saving about $35, is that right, by buying them early?
I'm not real good at math either, but you're saving some money.
It's somewhere around there. It's close to that. And so, if people want to get tickets, we mentioned where you can get them, and you can always find more information at BighornMountainFestival.com. Now, do you notice that you get, I'm sure you get plenty of locals out at the event, but how many people do you get from, you know, say, outside of this general area, Sheridan, Buffalo, and the surrounding areas that they'd attend this event?
We get quite a few, and we do a license plate survey during each festival, and I think last year we had probably maybe somewhere between 25 and 30 other states represented. Some people come down from Canada, and so we get folks from all over. The big major portion of the attendance comes from Sheridan, Johnson, and Campbell counties, but we get a lot of folks from out of state. Some folks out of state are coming back year after year.
And, you know, Paul, you mentioned earlier that one of the things people really like is wandering around the campgrounds and people just picking their instruments rather than, you know, just being up on stage. At an event like this, you actually get to interact with some of the artists. And as you mentioned, they're going to cruise around and start picking and playing throughout the campground. And I'm sure they allow people to join in on that as well.
That happens quite a bit. And I remember one year when Byron Berline, the great fiddle master, was at one of the camps. It was during Saturday afternoon. And boy, is that fun to see when you got a professional artist sitting down with just pickers like Lynn and I, back in the campground having a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, if I remember correctly, it's been a couple years since I've been on here talking with you guys about this, but do they have the workshop type things out there as well where they kind of teach younger people or whoever wants to learn?
We do. There's a couple of things going on. One is we, for the last several years, we do this festival in conjunction with the Bighorn Bluegrass Camp, which is a bluegrass camp for kids. And we had over 40 kids last year who this year will be, be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of the week. That would be, what, the 18th, 19th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th of
right.
July. And so put that on your calendar, and you don't have to have any prior experience. You just have to be willing to come out and have fun and learn how to play. And even if you don't have an instrument, the camp provides instruments for kids that don't have an instrument. You get to try all different things. And you get to have professional musicians as your camp band. And this year, the camp band's going to be Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Oh, nice.
Which is a real popular, they've been the last couple of years our most popular band. How, unfortunately, they have to leave to go to a big festival in New York. No matter when we set it, there's going to be a festival going on. And it's a big deal festival in New York. And so they're going to have to leave before our festival starts, so they're not going to be on our main stage. But they are going to be there for the kids, and the kids love them, and they love the kids, and they're looking forward to it.
You know, that's really cool, because a lot of people with a name as big as them would say, you know, we're going to blow that off. We're going to be in New York. For them, come down here, still put a couple days in and help these kids before they head out to New York is pretty special.
They did it last year, and they hadn't been doing that kind of thing. They were a little bit, well, I don't know if we can do that. They had so much fun that they're making a hole in their schedule so they can be here. They love Buffalo. They love Wyoming. They love teaching the kids. And so we're excited about that. And then each of the artists, many of the artists also put on a workshop so that you can go into the community building there and sit and listen to them play and ask them questions and talk to them about whatever you want to talk to them about. And you know, a lot of the big time festivals, all the artists are behind a chain link fence somewhere.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Here you sit down and have lunch with them, and it's the small, and the artists like that too. They like small festivals where they can get to know people and play music with people and just enjoy themselves. And so I think Paul does a great job of getting great bands in here, and it's made partly easier because they love coming to Wyoming in the summer.
You know, and I'm sure that having a good turnout helps out. I mean, having, you're in the age of electric guitars and hip-hop music, and to still get, you know, 40-plus kids interested in the string instruments like that is pretty special, and I'm sure that's one of the reasons that those guys like coming back.
Yes, yeah. So we're going to have... Paul, why don't you tell them a little bit of who's coming here this year?
I will, and of course, you can always go to the website and you can see a picture and the bio of all of our entertainers on the band's page. But we're pretty excited about this lineup that we've got. We've got a couple more that we're going to add on as the days progress here. But we have Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen coming. This is a high-energy bluegrass band hitting the airwaves really heavy and getting a lot of IBMA nominations as well as awards. In 2016, they were the Instrumental Band of the Year at the IBMA conference, which is the International Bluegrass Music Association. They're all great musicians. There's four members of the bands in the band besides Frank, who plays the mandolin and does the main vocals. Chris Luquette, who was at our festival about 4 years ago with Northern Exposure, just a phenomenal guitar player. He will be with that band, and so we're really excited for them. I think they're also coming up with a new album that's going to be released this spring. One that I'm really excited about is Brian Bowers, the great traditional folk musician and auto harp player. If you've if you watch a little auto harp, you know, most people just kind of strum it back and forth, but this guy, he can flat pick the auto harp, and he is a great storyteller. He's a great entertainer. I've been watching him for probably the last 20 or 30 years, and we've been trying to get him into the festival for a few years, and this is the one that is going to work. We have the Two Tracks coming back from Sheridan. They were on the main stage last year, one of the most popular bands we had at the festival for 2017. They come right out of Sheridan. And we'll have Jeff Troxel, national flat pick winner, and Brian Wicklund will be playing together. Brian is a fantastic fiddle player as well as a mandolin player. Puts on a lot of camps up in Minnesota. We have the High Country Cowboys, which if you were down at the Occidental last week, you had a chance to catch. These guys are great with their Western harmonies and Western swing and cowboy music. It's a three-piece out of Red Lodge, Montana. They are a lot of fun, high energy, and probably some of the best harmonies I've heard of.
Great vocals.
In their genre, yeah.
And we have a local band that we're excited about.
We do.
Called Prairie Wildfire.
I was going to guess that would be them.
Yep. And they're going to be on main stage. They're also going to be helping with the kids' camp.
They're pretty good. They're pretty talented kids.
They are. And they're getting ready to go in the studio and make an album this spring.
Nice.
And so they're locally, both in Sheridan and Buffalo, been going around doing concerts to raise money to make an album. It costs a lot of money to make an album. And they're trying to raise that money. And so we encourage everybody to support them. But they'll be great on stage, too.
Yeah, a lot of fun to watch. Not only to watch, you know, kids up there playing, but local kids. Local kids that most people around here know or have seen them out somewhere playing. Yeah. They're a pretty special group.
They sure are.
And so, you know, it's funny. You had mentioned, you talk about the people going around, kind of picking around the campground, that sort of thing. I was at one show where I saw that, and technically these guys would be, I guess, be called jam bands, but it was a Big Woo family reunion that used to take place in the early 2000s, and I went in Wisconsin, and there's one group there called Leftover Salmon.
Yes.
And they came around, you know, in their cart, and they would just start playing, and at first some people didn't know exactly who they were, you know, just some guys riding around in a cart playing songs, and I had a friend who would passed out early in a chair there, and they did like a 5-minute song about him. it was pretty funny. So I guess my point on this is to see those guys up on stage and then also see them coming around and just playing and having fun and interacting with the people. You don't get that with a lot of the big name players. They play, they're done, they're out, unless you're lucky enough to get a backstage pass or something. But this is a much more, I guess, I would intimate setting.
Well, the acoustic music that we feature at the festival is usually pickers who started out doing that, and they maybe, as in the case of Prairie Wildfire, started out at the bluegrass camp, you know, and they got together and said, well, let's be a band. And Leftover Salmon, a lot of those guys, they didn't come from the big rock and roll star thing. They came from playing acoustic music in small venues, and that's their home.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to see them blow up a little bit. You can't go too many places where people like that type of music and haven't heard of someone like a Leftover Sam.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, or Big Woo. They're both pretty big at this point. But talking with Lynn Young and Paul Jarvis here, Bighorn Mountain Festival coming up July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And if you're asking yourself, why are we already talking about this? Because tickets are on sale just in time for stocking stuffers and Christmas gifts. Guys, before we wrap it up, is there anything we missed? Anything you'd like to chime in with?
Well, we also have our volunteer form up on the webpage. So those of you who have volunteered in the past or who would like to do so this next year, you can go ahead and start getting signed up. For 4 hours of volunteer work, you earn a day pass. For 8 hours, you get a weekend pass. So you can do that as well as buying tickets for gifts.
And we want everybody to put July 20, 21, 22 on the calendar. If you want to be a vendor, that form is on the website. If you want to be a sponsor and advertise with us, you can. That form is up on the website. And just keep watching that, and also Facebook. Paul, I'm not a Facebook guy, but Paul is.
We do have a Facebook page, and we're putting postings up there each week. So check out our Facebook page and like us.
And we'll have some more bands to announce before festival.
Well, and here's the good thing about this social media sites, as you guys mentioned. If people like them, they don't have to go searching for that info. It comes right to them, right in their little news feed. That's why those the Facebooks and the Twitters are so nice and convenient, I guess, for situations like that. Once again, Lynn Young and Paul Jarvis talking about the Bighorn Mountain Festival. If you want more info, check them out online, bighornmountainfestival.com. Guys, I thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
This is 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS.